What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 7, and I am going to be sharing with you my 7 tips for keeping current with medical literature. Today's topic was requested by a listener, Michaela. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And you can find the show notes for today by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode7. Here are my 7 tips for how to stay current with medical literature. Number 1, pharmacist letter or prescriber's letter. I've been a subscriber to Pharmacist Letter for over 12 years. They're an unbiased source of current information about new medications and new uses for old medications. They give you a monthly newsletter. It's concise and to the point, but you can really drill deep with their detailed documents on their website if you want more in-depth content. For physicians, they create the Prescriber's Letter, which has the same content worded slightly differently. As a hospital pharmacist, I really appreciate that the Pharmacist Letter also keeps me abreast of new developments in ambulatory pharmacy. Number 2, PubMed alerts on saved searches. I use PubMed alerts to send me daily emails for medications I want immediate knowledge of new developments or new publications. Don't overdo this or you will definitely overwhelm yourself. I have been there, done that. Right now I have 4 current searches. I have a search for dexmedetomidine so I can stay on top of new developments of this still relatively new sedative. Procalcitonin. This is a test as a send out at my institution and I'm just looking to figure out the best way to use this test. And I've got 2 alerts set up for drugs that we've kept off formulary, and I want to know if anything new is published on them to help me predict maybe another push for them to be on formulary, and those are clavitopine and fospropofol. I have these alerts sent daily to my email, if anything's published, and the entire abstract, if available, is included in the email to me. So it's very simple. I can glance at my email in the morning and see if I want to drill deeper on any of these articles. In the show notes, again, that's pharmacyjoe.com/episode7. I've made a quick 2-minute video tutorial on how to set up these PubMed email alerts. You first need to sign up for a free account on PubMed, and I've got a link on how to do that in the show notes as well. Okay, number 3 is electronic delivery of journal table of contents. You can sign up for the e-table of contents to be sent to you at most journal websites. Again, don't overwhelm yourself here. Stick to a handful of journals. Right now, I picked 2 of them. Tip number 4, utilize your medical librarian. I'd like to give a shout out to Tammy, my medical librarian. She is an amazing resource. Right now, Tammy photocopies and emails me monthly another journal table of contents that I can't get sent to me electronically. And she also sends me articles and news links of interest to me based on our previous conversations and my previous request with her. Wow. Tip number 5, listen to a podcast. Right now, the MCRIT podcast is my favorite listen, and I'd love to hear what yours is. Please send me a tweet or drop me an email, joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Let me know what other podcasts you're listening to right now. Tip number 6 is to discuss new articles with other healthcare providers. Yes, discuss them with pharmacists, but I would also encourage you to discuss them with physicians that you work with. When I find an article I think would interest a physician colleague of mine, I share it with them, and guess what happens? They are constantly sharing new articles with me, bringing up developments in medical literature with me, and we get to discuss it there, and that certainly keeps me on my toes. And my last tip on staying current with medical literature is to run a journal club. At my hospital, we have a journal club run by the residents, but the journal articles are almost entirely presented by pharmacy students. All participants at a journal club, it's my belief, should benefit from attendance. The students benefit from learning how to place clinical trial results into the context of clinical practice. And the pharmacists and other healthcare providers that come to journal club should benefit from being exposed to high quality articles that they may not have otherwise encountered. Now, in order for this to be done well, I've developed a set of guidelines that I've developed over time on how to run a journal club, and it's really on set up to spell out how to make sure a high-quality article gets picked, what defines a high-quality article, and how to instruct a student to present that article in such a way that we will still have time for a meaningful discussion. And I'm giving away those guidelines free when you sign up for my newsletter this week. So if you go to the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode7, scroll to the bottom, click on the link for free journal club guidelines, and you'll get those delivered right to your inbox. That's it for the show today. Again, to recap my 7 tips on how to stay current with the medical literature. Number 1, sign up for pharmacist letter. Number 2, PubMed alerts on saved searches. Number 3, electronic delivery of journal table of contents. Number 4, utilize your medical librarian. Number 5, listen to a podcast. Number 6, discuss new articles with other healthcare providers. Number 7, run a journal club. If you would like to share anything on today's topic, or if you have an idea for the show, please let me know in the comments on the show notes page or by sending an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. Doing so will help others find the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.